WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
The News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are created with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. Some light rain, and we're at 69 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Employers added 206,000 jobs in June despite high interest rates, down slightly, though, compared to May. The report, better than expected, but data shows workers who are Black face a higher unemployment rate than the national average, now standing at 4.1%. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue.
That stubborn gap between Black and white unemployment, it remains there, but it has also shrunk, and we're going to continue to do the work until there's real equity.
Sue says minority workers also are more active participants in the workforce. President Biden will be in Wisconsin today campaigning on his efforts to create jobs and defending his decision to stay in the race following his debate performance and concerns within his party on winning re-election. California, along with other western states, locked in a heat wave with sizzling triple-digit temperatures, and a new wildfire exploded yesterday, temporarily closing one entrance to Yosemite National Park. This is ABC News. He's in the hospital. Today marks 1 year since Meta launched Threads, its answer to Twitter.
Threads was extremely popular at launch. It reached 2 million users in its first 2 hours, more than 100 million in just 5 days. App downloads leveled off somewhat after that, but even still, Threads has enjoyed pretty consistent growth. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted this week that it now sees 175 million monthly active users. It's still a loss leader for the company, but according to The Verge, teams at Meta are considering incorporating ads sometime in 2025. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
A spectacular eruption at Europe's tallest volcano. Lava shooting from Mount Etna, sending what some say looked like a waterfall of molten rock down a mountain in Sicily. Everyone's okay, but the eruption forced a nearby airport to close. Mount Etna is one of the world's most active volcanoes, now erupting after a 4-year hiatus. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's currently 69 degrees in Richland Center with some light rain, 5 minutes past 12 o'clock. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy conditions with a few patches of rain and isolated thunderstorms, a high around 70. Tonight, a few showers early, then partly cloudy, fog possible, a low of 58. In Richland Center, it is light rain and 69 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin, is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon. It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A suspect has been apprehended in a homicide case. Early yesterday morning, around 1:30, an officer with the Columbus Police Department heard what sounded like fireworks going off in the downtown area. Upon his arrival in the area, he located an adult male who had suffered gunshot wounds. Life-saving measures were attempted, however, the victim was pronounced dead a short time later at Prairie Ridge Health. The firearm believed to be involved was located along the path. The suspect was confirmed to have fled on foot. Following an investigation and review of various video camera footage, a suspect was identified and taken into custody yesterday afternoon around 1:55 in the city of Madison. Columbus Police Chief Dennis Rayner says the public should know that they are not in any danger as the suspect is in custody and is believed to have acted alone. A home went up in flames overnight in Sun Prairie. Firefighters were called to a home on Allen Avenue after 3:30 this morning. Authorities believe the fire started outside, then spread to the garage, then to the rest of the home. The residents and their dog were able to escape. The home has $250,000 in damage. Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused the fire. Police say they want people to keep looking for Elijah Vu. They say volunteers are one of the key pieces to their investigation. Elijah hasn't been seen since February after spending a few days with his mother's boyfriend. Investigators say the case is at a standstill. In what is known as the Evers versus Markline lawsuit, the Wisconsin Supreme Court says Republican legislators are improperly blocking conservation projects. The 6-1 ruling today marks a victory for Democratic Governor Tony Evers, an environmentalist. Evers maintains that the GOP-run Joint Finance Committee has too much power to kill funding for initiatives. That includes University of Wisconsin employee raises and conservation work. Evers sued, arguing the committee's actions violate the separation of powers doctrine. The liberal-leaning court took the case directly at Evers' request, but it said it would consider only whether the legislature was improperly blocking conservation work. The court ruled today that statutes that require the committee to sign off on conservation projects are unconstitutional. Following the decision, Governor Evers stated, "I have spent years working against near-constant Republican obstruction, and this historic decision rightfully resets constitutional checks and balances and restores separation of powers. This decision is a victory for the people of Wisconsin, who expect and deserve their government to work and work for them, not against them." State Superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, Jill Underly, stated, "Today's Supreme Court decision is a clear message to the legislature that now is the time to refocus our energy on the needs of kids. The Joint Finance Committee should immediately release the $50 million we already agreed to spend in a bipartisan fashion to improve literacy, education, and help children to read, so they can read to learn. There can be no further delay, as local schools need to be ready to go on the first day of school. As I've said before, our kids are the ones who pay the price when adults hold students hostage and keep playing political games." The Wisconsin Supreme Court is changing course and will allow officials to place ballot drop boxes around their communities in this fall's elections in the presidential swing state. The court ruled in 2022 that absentee ballot drop boxes could be used only in election offices and no other than the voter could return a ballot in person. Liberal justices gained control of the court last year, prompting a progressive voter group to ask the court to reconsider that ruling. The court ruled 4-3 today that placing a ballot in a drop box equates to delivering it to a local election clerk, regardless of where the box is located. Parts of Act 10 have been struck down. Dane County Circuit Judge Jacob Frost ruled Wednesday that elements of it violate the right to equal protection under the law concerning different law enforcement agencies' access to collective bargaining. The bill signed by then-Governor Scott Walker in 2011 ended collective bargaining for most public workers and prompted large and vocal protest at the state capitol in Madison. Public employee unions filed the lawsuit last November. The decision, which is expected to be appealed, will likely end up in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. President Joe Biden is in Madison today. The White House announced the president is visiting the capital city for a campaign event. It's his fifth trip to Wisconsin this year. Wednesday, Biden held an emergency meeting at the White House with every Democratic governor in the country except Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. The meeting reportedly addressed concerns about Biden after his poor performance in his debate against former President Donald Trump last week. Evers is scheduled to be with Biden at his Madison stop today. While President Joe Biden will be campaigning in Madison today, Senator Tammy Baldwin will be in Northeast Wisconsin for her statewide Fired Up for Tammy tour. She will make appearances in Marinette and Brown County today. Baldwin's campaign says the tour was planned for weeks and announced before Biden's visit to Madison was announced. A new report says people who call the 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in Wisconsin only get help 77% of the time. Advocates say helpline operators could also be better trained. Abigail Spangers runs a local helpline in La Crosse.
988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check.
She says in some cases, the caller just needs someone to talk with. Things often end badly when a person in crisis doesn't get help quickly. Angela Kimball says that means staying in the emergency room while help is on the way. She's a mental health public policy advocate.
We see a lot of people who end up in crowded emergency departments, and frankly, emergency departments are getting so filled up with people with severe mental health challenges that they're experiencing something called ED boarding.
ED boarding refers to holding admitted patients in the emergency department, often in hallways while awaiting an inpatient bed. Public support is slipping a bit for new wind and solar projects, 75% compared to 80%, according to the Pew Research Center. Advocates say people need to understand climate change is happening right now. Kieran Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
We can point to the drought that affected our farmers last summer, and then in stark comparison, the intense rain and flooding events we've been experiencing this spring and summer.
She says climate change evidence may change people's minds.
We're going to see these numbers continue to grow as more people talk to their friends and families that have been early adopters of these technologies.
The federal government is offering incentives to make electric vehicles more affordable. The new Amtrak line is proving to be popular. The Borealis train, which began service on May 21st between St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Chicago, has attracted over 600 daily passengers during its first 11 days. The route, which includes 8 stops in the state, reported a total of 6,600 passengers in May and is one of only 2 state-supported routes to turn a profit this year. It's 69 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. Although some holiday festivities were dampened last night, many are still celebrating. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Special sale on 8-piece cut-up chicken for 85 cents a pound. Freschetta pizza, $3 each. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties, 99 cents each, 8-count box. Farley's brat patties, Swiss and mushroom and original, $5 each. Netted pork butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Whole lemon pepper chickens, 99 cents a pound. And many more in-store specials. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Chakwish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sunday, 8 to 4, closed holidays.
It's 69 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. A line of showers and storms passing through Wisconsin last night put a damper on 4th of July festivities. Several fireworks shows were postponed due to the rain. That includes Riverfest Work Fireworks Extravaganza, which will now take place tonight. The rain postponed shows from Chippewa Falls to Platteville across western Wisconsin, although a few shows did manage to start once rain had moved through south of La Crosse County. Staying safe this weekend is important. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports one way to stay safe.
The 4th of July holiday weekend is known for gathering of friends and family, grilling out, and for some, drinking alcoholic beverages. Excessive drinking, including binge drinking, is a significant preventable cause of death in the U.S. Monica Meinsberg is a substance use intervention coordinator with Aspirus Wausau Hospital. She said binge drinking amounts vary by gender.
Binge drinking is having four or more drinks in a 2 to 3 hour setting for men and three or more drinks for women in the same time period.
Monica said to make alcohol consumption safer during the 4th of July festivities, set a personal limit, stay hydrated, and eat nutritious food. Be a responsible host and offer non-alcoholic drinks. Plan transportation in advance, and remember that fireworks and alcohol do not mix. Always put safety first.
Thank you, Melissa. State Representative Travis Tranel, chairman of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, spoke to hundreds of children from all over the country attending the National Junior Angus Show opening ceremonies Monday. The event was held at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Madison. Since the late 1800s, Wisconsin's livestock and meat industries have played a key role in the state's economy. They directly employ more than 43,000 people, and with warehousing and distribution included, they contribute $34 billion to the state's economy. Of the 3.5 million cows in Wisconsin, approximately 1.4 million of them are beef cattle. State Senator Howard Markline has been honored by the Wisconsin Counties Association with a WCA Outstanding Legislator Award for his work on behalf of county government during the 2023-24 legislative session. The WCA Outstanding Legislator Award is handed out biennially to a select group of legislators who have represented county interest in both the legislature and in their districts. These legislators have demonstrated leadership for counties on key issues, legislation, and the state budget. WCA represents the interest of county government on the state and federal levels and is in Madison. For more information, visit wicounties.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program now through July 15th. $800,000 is available for to provide financial assistance for creating safe and accessible firearm and archery shooting opportunities for the public. Shooting ranges that offer public hours are eligible, including privately owned facilities. Managers of existing ranges or those interested in building new ranges are encouraged to apply, especially if near heavily populated areas and if ranges offer public educational programs for hunting and shooting sports. The Shooting Range grant is administered as reimbursement for incurred expenses. All new construction must be ADA compliant. More information about applying and eligible items can be found on the DNR Shooting Range Grant Program webpage. A federal excise tax on firearms, ammunition, and archery equipment makes the funding for the Shooting Range Grant possible. On Friday, August 2nd, riders will begin their trek to the high ground from four different locations across the state, marking the 40th anniversary of this long-running fundraiser. Founder Tom Miller's vision to create a memorial in honor of his fallen comrades came to fruition with the creation of the nonprofit Wisconsin Vietnam Veterans Memorial Project. He biked 1,244 miles around Wisconsin that year to bring recognition to the project. The miles represent the number of Wisconsin servicemen and women killed in action during the Vietnam War. The annual Bike-a-thon, or BAT, has gone through several changes since then and is now known as the High Ground Heroes Ride Bike Tour. It has morphed into a 3-day multiple route ride with additional routes added. during the High Ground Bicycle Tour's 25th anniversary in 2009. Veteran Tom Kingsbury rode his bicycle along the original 1985 route around Wisconsin and increased his number of miles to 1,500 to include the men and women from Wisconsin who were killed in action serving after Vietnam to 2009. Each year, the number of riders has increased to currently over 120 who join one of five routes, and the funds raised have gone from $18,000 to $95,445 in 2023. The event has seen older generations inspire the next to participate, with riders as young as 10 years old taking on the full three-day, 170-mile journey. They arrive at the High Ground on that first Sunday of August, quietly, with only their fellow riders welcoming them. The High Ground is preparing to receive these unsung heroes with the welcome they deserve. The High Ground calls on you to join them in welcoming each rider and showing them your appreciation for their efforts in supporting the High Ground's mission. Vietnam veterans, please RSVP by July 31st for the Vietnam Veterans Reunion. For more information about the Heroes Ride, visit thehighgroundheroesride.com. For more information about the High Ground in Neillsville, visit thehighground.us. Organizations throughout Wisconsin that provide emergency shelter, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing are encouraged to apply for grants from the WEDA Foundation. Administered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, the WEDA Foundation Housing Grant Program aims to improve housing for community members with complex needs, such as individuals who have developmental or intellectual disabilities, people who are experiencing intimate partner violence, individuals with incomes at or below 30% of the area median income, youth experiencing homelessness, and people with mental and behavioral health conditions. Grants of up to $50,000 are available in two categories, emergency transitional housing and permanent housing. The WEDA Foundation will award $2 million for the 2024 cycle, with awards to be announced in December. The grants are for physical improvements such as rehabilitation, accessibility features, and new construction. There is no minimum grant size. Eligible applicants include nonprofit organizations or cooperatives organized under Chapters 181, 185, or 187 of the Wisconsin statutes, community development, redevelopment, and housing authorities, and local government, including Native American tribal authorities. Applications are due Monday, August 12th. For program inquiries, contact WHEDA.foundation@WHEDA.com. Powerful Tools for Caregivers is an educational workshop series designed to provide tools caregivers need to better care for themselves. Participants will learn how to reduce stress, improve self-confidence, better communicate feelings, find life balance, increase their ability to make tough decisions, and locate helpful resources. Classes consist of 6 1.5-hour sessions held once a week. Interactive lessons, discussions, and brainstorming help you take the tools you learned and put them into action in your life. The Powerful Tools for Caregivers workshop will begin in Vernon County Monday, September 9th, and meet every Monday through October 14th. Classes are held online from 3:30 to 5. This workshop is free. Participants must have a laptop with sound, camera, and internet. For more information or to register, contact Teresa at 608-637-5201. The registration deadline is August 19th. The entry process is now open for the Dairy Cattle Show at the World Dairy Expo. The show is one of the highlights of the event every year. 1,600 people bring their animals to Madison to showcase some of the best cattle in the country. It includes adult and youth competitions. Entries are due by September 3rd. Governor Tony Evers is seeking nominations for the 41st Annual Virginia Heart Special Recognition Award, recognizing the contribution and achievements of women in the Wisconsin state government. This recognition is sponsored by Wisconsin Women in Government. Virginia Heart was Wisconsin's first woman to hold the cabinet secretary position, serving as secretary of the Department of Regulation and Licensing, chairperson of the Department of Industry, Labor, and Human Relations, and chairperson of the Labor and Industry Review Commission. Following her retirement, Ms. Hart's friends and colleagues established a fund in 1983 to annually recognize a woman's contributions to state government. The Virginia Hart Award recognizes unsung heroines in state service who share the following qualities: esteem from peers, acceptance of responsibility beyond the limits of the nominee's job description, sustained and extraordinary achievement of assigned task, performance recognition from clients, community service, self-improvement, and overcoming hardships to performance. All women employed in state government are eligible, and anyone can make a nomination. Submit all nominations by September 27th to Hart Recognition Committee, Attention Lori Slinken, by email at laurice.lincoln@wisconsin.gov. The winner will receive a reward stipend from the Virginia Hart Fund of the Wisconsin Women in Government Council and will be honored during the awards ceremony at the state capitol on December 6th. The winner of $500 in the Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club calendar raffle on the 4th of July was Stephanie Rogers of Blue River on ticket number 956. It is a rainy 69 degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values. Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobile One products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It is a rainy 68 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 11 at Black Hawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family. Lisa Everson is survived by her son, Chad and Crystal Everson of DeSoto, a grandson, her parents, Harold and Linda Everson of DeSoto, four sisters, Lori and Tim Manning of Lansing, Iowa, Jeanette and Eric Winch of La Crosse, Lynn and Rich Tully of Stoddard, and Julie and Steve Ingram of La Crescent, Minnesota. 12 nieces and nephews, and 12 great-nieces and nephews. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. Edwin E. Burton, 64, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 9. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Survivors of Edwin Burton include two sisters, Nancy and Peter Bittner of Casanova, and Cheryl Burton of Las Vegas, a brother-in-law, Gary Paff, a niece and nephew, great-nieces and nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died yesterday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday, July 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, July 13th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Hendricks is survived by his brothers and sisters, Sue Ann Benford, Steve Hendricks, Sam Hendricks, and Sally and Ken Oz. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Marty and Amber Fargin, Chris and Petronia McIntosh, Roger and Carol Portwine, Rick and Ann Schmidt, and Donald and Luann Walton. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a wonderful day so far, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, so far today, the brunt of the rain has been staying just to our north. One concentrated patch was around La Crosse into Monroe County, stretching over to Juneau County, a little bit into Vernon County. That may drift southeast into the afternoon, so don't be afraid to take those umbrellas with you. You'll probably need them at some point, as low pressure over eastern Wisconsin continues to influence our conditions. Now, we should have a bit more sunshine tomorrow, warming things up a touch, just within a few degrees of normal. But again, some widely scattered showers could pop up tomorrow in the midday and afternoon, not lasting that long at any one spot, so not ruining your day outside, but certainly be aware of them. And then Sunday and Monday, the showers could be a bit more numerous as slightly stronger systems come through. We are eyeing up a pattern change later next week. Looks like more typical July weather with prolonged heat and sunshine and less rainfall again as we get about 8 to 10 days out. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy with a few patches of rain and isolated thunderstorms. High temperature about 69 to 73. West to northwest wind between 5 and 10. Tonight a few showers early, then partly cloudy. Fog possible. Low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and mild, with a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms by midday, high at 79 degrees. Northwest to west wind between 5 and 10. Heading into Saturday night, showers possible early, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low near 60. On Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, mild again with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high near 79 degrees. The outlook for Monday, more clouds than sun with occasional showers and thunderstorms, low 61 with a high of 79. Tuesday, intervals of sun mixed with scattered showers and storms, low 61 with a high of 81. Wednesday, partly sunny, small chance of a thunderstorm, high 83, Thursday's high 85. Have a great afternoon. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a rainy 67 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 63. Our high so far today, 71. The record high for this date was set way back in 1885 at 100. The record low, 42, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 68. Sunset today will be at 8:45 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:28. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds 2 to 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.79, and we have received 16 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. It is currently a rainy 68 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Dealing with livestock and pets during and after a natural disaster. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic, and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Natural disasters make life tough for people and animals. The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food has community animal response teams in the event of a disaster. Coordinating that program is Assistant State Veterinarian Amanda Price.
It's going to help counties and cities prepare for animals in disaster, to have a plan in place before a disaster for what they're going to do with the animals in their community, as well as helping the individual animal owners realize, hey, we've got to have some plans in place for our animals.
Price says people can put themselves at risk when their animals are at risk.
We know that planning for animals in disasters and helping save their lives saves human lives as well. There were a lot of people during Hurricane Katrina that refused to evacuate because they were told they couldn't take their pets with them. So they stayed behind and put themselves in risk.
Then, says Price, there's the matter of reuniting animals and their owners when the disaster's over.
So not as big a deal for the ones that are branded, but, you know, horses, if they're not branded, it can be really hard to tell who they belong to. So if you don't want to brand them, you can use the microchips. Can't use the microchips on food animals, but, you know, we do have the RFID tags, brands, other ways to figure out who the owners are.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Overall, U.S. crops look good, but not perfect. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer Brand Corn is part of a winning team that includes deep local knowledge and on-farm support. Pioneer Brand Corn, your best year starts here. An analyst says the U.S. corn and soybean crops are looking good, but not perfect as July begins.
Good news for crops and bad news for price.
Michael Cordonier with Corn and Soybean Advisor says he's expecting corn yields to fall below USDA's trend line due to wet conditions, but nothing major because there's no heat stress in the forecast as corn pollinates.
You need to really get some moisture stress or heat stress to have a problem, and that's just not in the forecast, at least for the first half of July. And I really don't see it in the forecast for the second half of July. And even if it does warm up, you got some good moisture in many areas. Corn has a cushion, so to speak, to withstand some heat.
A clearer picture of the U.S. corn and soybean crop will be known later this year, with USDA expected to start releasing prevent plant estimates in August. A human case of H5N1 influenza A has been confirmed in Colorado. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the virus was detected in a dairy farm worker where cows had previously tested positive. The individual only reported eye symptoms and has recovered. Pork export sales shot to a marketing year high last week. USDA says pork sales were up on the week and considerably larger than average, with Mexico, China, and Japan taking the top slots. That reflects the continued strong global demand for U.S. pork. Wheat, rice, and cotton sales also saw week-to-week improvements. A biofuels market specialist says demand has been increasing for biomass-based diesel. Paul Nace, general manager with Chevron Renewable Energy Group, says new production capacity has been coming online.
So much so that we're actually starting to see some compression on margins as the production of the fuels has outpaced the mandates from the renewable volume obligations.
He tells Brownfield the U.S. EPA's RVO levels need to be a focus for the industry.
Renewable volume obligations are already set for 2025, but we'll start the rulemaking process for 2026 and forward. The EPA will start collecting information and making some decisions, collecting input from the industry.
Nay says high volume targets in 2026 will be critical to the future of biomass-based diesel production. An Illinois congresswoman says upcoming Senate hearings related to the farm bill are a good sign. Nikki Budzinski says,
"We're in session in Washington only until the end of July. We are then at our in-district work period for the entire month of August. So it's really critical that we start taking some immediate action."
Budzinski says stability for farmers is vital, even if it means another extension. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent. Except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune from Timsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. No sale next week. Happy 4th of July and stay safe. For Hay Auction, call 608-642-2802 for more info. Antiques, furniture, G.I. Joe figures, H. Brown items, and more. Online only auction ending July 10th. We have plenty of online auctions coming. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020. We need listings, or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade is picking up steam and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has some light trade developing at midday with deals in the south at 190. Fully steady with last week's weighted average. Some asking prices remain firm around 192 in Kansas and Texas and 315 in Nebraska and Iowa. Packer inquiry should continue to improve as the day progresses. Beef cutouts were higher at midday with light to moderate box movement. Choice was up 102 at 330.86 and select was up 162 at 306. The choice select spread was 24.86. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were steady to $4 higher compared to the most recent sale, and feeder heifers sold from $10 lower to $4 higher. USDA says weaned and vaccinated cattle were in much more demand over non-worked cattle. The supply was moderate with very good demand. Feeder supply included 62% steers, and 71% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 550 pounds, brought $295 to $312, and feeder steers 913 pounds sold for $237.25 to $252.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 551 pounds brought $269 to $290, and feeder heifers at 752 pounds sold for $234 to $243. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like it could be a quiet end to what's been a very non-aggressive week. That could lead to better demand from short-bought buyers in the coming week, but that'll also depend on retail clearance numbers from the long holiday weekend. Pork export sales of 59,100 tons were a marketing year high, mainly to Mexico, China, and Japan. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 72 cents with a base range of $83 to $93 and weighted average price of $89.48. The Iowa Minnesota was down 216 with a weighted average of $88.95. The Western Corn Belt was up 19 cents with a weighted average price of $91.30. Butcher hog markets at the Midwest cash markets were closed for holiday on Friday. Pork values were higher at midday, up 322 at $96.85. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are mixed, hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield in genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more list E3 other is why they've released more enlist E3 lines than any other companies. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher with more rain in the forecast for the upper Midwest out of a warmer, drier weather pattern. Weekly old crop U.S. export sales were bearish. New crop sales were good, not great. August beans are up 8 at 1166. September's 8 and a quarter higher at 1125 and three quarters. August bean meal's 680 higher at 356.90. August soybean oil's up 70 points at 49.34. Corn's higher, watching that development weather, especially the drier pattern for some very wet parts of the region. Old crop exports were down sharply but remain on pace to meet USDA projections. September corn is up 4.5 at 410. December's 4.25 higher at 423 and three quarters. And wheat's in the lead with drought expanding in the Black Sea region, impacting mostly spring wheat. Stateside, minor near-term winter wheat harvest delays are expected in parts of the plains. September Chicago's up 14 and a quarter at 588 and a quarter. September Kansas City's 13 higher at 596 and three quarters. September Minneapolis wheat is up 8 at 630 and three quarters. Live cattle are higher and feeders are lower, watching direct trade develop. So far, it's light on the live basis in the south at 190 live, steady with the week ago. August live's up 57 at 186.50. October's 50 higher at 187.35. With this higher move in corn, August feeders are down $1.30 at $2.6207. September feeders are 90 lower at $2.6272. And hogs are pressured by questions about sustained domestic demand. Cash business mostly lower so far today. August is down 77 at 89.05. October's 90 lower at 73.27. Crude oil's firm. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Most important tool in your kitchen. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Did you know a meat or food thermometer is the most important kitchen tool to own? Kenneth King with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service says everyone should have at least one.
Food thermometers are crucial when it comes to food safety because this is the only way you can know your food is fully cooked. Now, maybe you're grilling some burgers. The burgers are sizzling. They're brown on the outside. They smell good. They look good. But they can still be quite raw in the middle. So instead of taking a chance and getting yourself sick and your friends and family sick, we always recommend to please use a food thermometer, inserting the thermometer into the thickest part of the meat. And then for hamburgers, they need to reach 160 degrees internally. If you're measuring the temperature of, like I said, chicken wings or something with a bone in it, please make sure that when you insert that thermometer into the meat, that the probe is not touching the bone. That way you get a safe and accurate reading. But yes, the food may look like it's fully cooked on the outside, but it can still have harmful bacteria inside of it. So please remember to use a food thermometer.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer